This is Bob Williamson, the sneeze scream test. 2013 wild turkey season is rapidly coming to a close, and I've been determined to go as often as I can, but my heavy schedule has interfered greatly this year. So when I do get an opportunity, I want to make the most of it. Recently, I was happy as a lark to find a morning to go and was eagerly anticipating a great hunt. Finally, the morning arrived, and my hunting partner and I headed to one of my favorite spots. Conditions were not ideal, and it was Florida steamy hot and humid, which means mosquitoes and lots of them. In order to be successful, one must walk to your hunting spot long before daylight in complete darkness and then quietly sit there until daylight. Turkeys can see and hear very well, even in the dark. I'd located a mature gobbler, and he was smart, and I knew that everything had to go exactly right in order to bag that wily old rascal. So I admonished my hard-headed partner to be extra quiet, and when we got to our hunting location, that he should remain motionless, something completely foreign to him. He yawned as I told him what I've told him 100 times. He doesn't listen well, and the first thing he did when he got out of the truck was to slam the door. I glared at him and admonished him as he looked on in amusement. Great. We got to our hunting location and quietly sat in the black darkness and listened to mosquitoes buzz around our heads for the hour or so until daylight. Turkeys begin gobbling right after daylight, and when they do, the hunter softly purrs, clucks, and yelps, seductively trying to invite him over for what he perceives as a little romp in the hay with a lovely little lady. Late in the season, however, they become more and more cautious, and it's difficult to call one in, even under ideal conditions. Things were looking good, though, and we were minutes away from showtime, that glorious time when the sun begins to appear and a gobbler wakes up with love on their minds and begins gobbling their desires to all the forest. Suddenly, my partner screams one of the loudest sneezes I've ever heard, scaring everything within a mile and a half out of their wits, including me. Great. So I'm sitting there thinking that I got up long before daylight, got dressed in full camo, slogged through the mud, and sneaked along like an Indian close to a mile in utter darkness, risked being bitten by a poisonous snake, endured enough mosquito bites to need a blood transfusion and catch malaria 15 times over in order to match wits with a very smart and educated long-bearded wild turkey, and right at the most critical part of the hunt, my hunting partner emits a blood-curdling sneeze scream at the top of his lung. There was no way, no how, that gobbler was coming in now. When I asked what in the yankee he was doing, he nonchalantly said, "Bah," and didn't hear anything. I just got him stirred up a little. So much for being remorseful or having a contrite spirit. So I was thinking, I know what I'd like to do to him. I'd like to strangle him with my bare hands and beat him repeatedly about the head and face. But what would Jesus do? God is love, and the Bible defines love for us in 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. When I read the very first three words, love is patient, I knew I was sunk. So how does a mere mortal emulate Christ? Zechariah 4:6. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.